Hello, everyone. It's me, the Democratic nominee for Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris. And I just want to jump on here to say a big hello to all the News Review podcast listeners all around the world.
Kamala, hold on a second. I just want to jump on here to say hello as the current VP of the USA. I just want to say how much I appreciate...
Vice President, you cannot just interrupt my News Review opening.
With all due respect, I just did.
You are literally so old and dusty that you attract flies.
What are you talking about?
You can't feel that?
Feel what?
Wow. You are a shell of a human, Mike.
Well, you've got me there.
Listen, I just wanted to say there is no better comedy podcast out there right now, and you can support the News Review podcasters by following them on social media and heading to the Canal Cafe website to see how you can donate.
Kamala, people don't want to
stop
follow people on
interrupting
social media.
Me.
They really just want
stop.
To.
I'm speaking. I'm Kamala Harris, and you're listening to the News Review Podcast.
And now, breaking the news, it's the News Review Podcast.
Hello, it's me, Sir David Attenborough, and today I'm taking phone calls from the nation's children. Who's our first caller?
Hi, Sir David. My question is, if you had to choose one animal to go extinct, which one would you choose?
Well, naturally, I hope that no more animals go extinct.
But if you had to choose...
Well, it is still within our power to...
If you had to choose or you die, choose!
I suppose I'd have to accept that my time had come and I would die.
Boring.
Hey, David Attenborough.
Hello.
Can I still eat meat if I want to?
It's very hard, isn't it? But if we can reduce how much meat we eat, then we would be able to free up some land.
But I don't want to.
I completely understand, but...
Plants are rubbish and I like meat.
Well, do you like eating fish?
Hello, Sir David.
Hello.
How are you doing?
You don't sound a lot like a child.
I have a bit of a dodgy throat. I'm on the Lemsip. Or Calpol. I'm on the Calpol.
Okay.
If, for example, when I say this, I say it figuratively. If I had just announced that I wanted the UK to be a world leader in green energy by 2030, how on earth, how in the world, am I going to get this thing done? Because I fear I've really made a promise I can't keep there. Well, another promise.
Boris?
Oh, how did you know it was me?
I can recognise any animal by the shit that comes out of them. I was working from home one Halloween when my hope was restored in under 18s when answering my door my eyes did meet an odd short figure shouting trick or treat
dressed up as trash
dressed up in actual trash
dressed up as trash
I'm so proud I must be smashed
dressed up as trash
you should give campaigning a bash
dressed up as trash
do you take check or cash
I've
inspired the youth here at my door. Only took till I was 94. I creaked to my knees, thank God they're new. In my silkiest voice, told them what to do.
Reduce your trash.
Cut down on waste and trash.
Reduce your trash.
Save the trees, birch, oak, and ash.
Reduce your trash.
No more meat, we're eating only mash.
Reduce your trash.
Let's avoid a climate crash. Eh, lads?
Katy Perry shared a video of herself breast pumping earlier this week. Turns out, this was my teenage dream. And now, excerpts from the Dictionary of Terms you've never heard of until this year.
Term: Chancellor of the Exchequer. Definition: someone who doesn't watch movies, TV, listen to music, or engage in the arts at all. So clearly someone that needs to retrain.
Term: customized face mask. Definition:
where smiles go to die.
Term, pandemic fatigue. Definition, being really effing sick of all this shite and being dangerously close to shoving your shapeless reusable mask down your housemate's throat. Welcome back to CNN. This morning we are discussing the presidential debate, and there's been some controversy after the event was described as a circus, but not for the reason you might think. We are joined by a representative right now. Hello, Tobias.
Howdy there. My name is Tobias Dupesels, and I'm head of the American Circus Performers Union. And I would just like to say we are finding it deeply troubling and offensive that the word circus is being thrown around to describe the debate.
Okay.
We may spend our time jumping through hoops, turning around multiple times, and generally making fools of ourselves for the entertainment of the public, but we will not be compared to the disgusting and unbelievable display that we saw at the debate.
Well, okay, thanks, Mr. Deep South, but I must say this sounds like censorship to me. If I don't call it a circus, then what can we call it? Maybe some sort of satanic hoedown? Oh, hold on, we've got another caller coming through now. Hello?
Howdy there. Jeremiah Wild West here, and I'm calling from the Satanic Hoedown and Line Dancing Association of America.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah, and let me tell you, I think it is just goddamn awful that you would besmirch our organization's good name in comparison to the bullshit we saw last night.
Hail Satan to you too, and thanks for coming on, Mr. Wild West. And we have one more caller calling in all the way from England. What can we call it? An utter car crash?
Oh, a car crash? Philip had nothing to do with it.
They're all bigger billionaires, it's so fucking bad. This virus gave them wealth they never had. 10.2 trillion would pay for so many dreams. Why don't they invest in a vaccine? Oh, every time I close my eyes, all I can hear is their tax lies. These guys I really do feel I despise. Oh, I swear, the world is in despair. Who cares, not billionaires?
Gogglebox star Pete Sandford was cruelly trolled after posting an image on Instagram with his stunning girlfriend. She's not daft, though. I bet he knows exactly how to Netflix and chill.
Welcome, Laurel O'Hara. It's great for you to meet me. The news coverage about you women joining the space program has been fantastic publicity, and I hope you appreciate all the changes we've made for you gals.
I wanted to talk to you about some of those. For example, paragraph 2 on page 223 of the mission manual.
After launching, and once in parking Earth orbit, occupants shall go through pre-engine flight checks prior to firing into translunar trajectory. Well, what's wrong with that?
Next paragraph.
Built into the schedule, we've allowed an additional 10 minutes for female astronauts to check hair, makeup, and lipstick via the flip-down vanity mirror.
Now that's ridiculous.
Is 10 minutes not enough?
We don't need that. And also the first paragraph on page 467.
All switches, dials, and buttons and pedals have been ergonomically designed to be easily operated with 3/4-inch nails and 4-inch heels.
That's just condescending.
Have you any idea what the designer has gone through for you gals?
What do you mean?
Well, to perfect that, for 6 months he wore stilettos and false fingernails.
We didn't ask him to. Page 887, paragraph 3.
Ensure the airlock is fully primed prior to moonwalk, causing a complete vacuum. Now, there's nothing wrong with that.
The footnote.
A vacuum is a space devoid of all matter with exceptionally low pressure. Ladies, please note, it's not a domestic cleaning device.
I'm afraid this manual is a typically patronizing design produced by a male-dominated engineering team with no idea of how women can contribute an important and equal part in space exploration. You even made the rocket pink.
That's just for me.
Liverpool recently suffered a devastating defeat away to Aston Villa and in doing so broke COVID rules by allowing 7 in.
And Mark, thanks for coming in.
No problem, we're both very excited.
Well, appearing on Strictly is very exciting. I'm afraid I just need to go over some of the boring legal stuff, so you're engaged, correct?
That's right, I'm so proud of her.
Of course you are. So, if Anne cheats while on the show...
Wait, if she what?
If she cheats... You are entitled to half her appearance wage.
I thought this was about my Strictly contract.
Well, in a way, it is.
This is outrageous. Anne, are you going to cheat on me?
Of course not.
This is your partner, Giovanni Pernice.
Oh, really?
Anne!
Sorry, but it actually sounds quite sensible.
Anne!
Look, this is just the way it's done now. Trust me, I oversaw Ranveer Singh's split from her husband before the series has even started.
You did?
Anne! We're not even married yet.
No, sorry.
Well, if you two were to break up before the series starts, it would really save the BBC and me a lot of hassle.
I can't believe this. Anne, let's go now.
I'll be in touch. When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna drink a 10 and 20 whiskey tea. And when I've finished with those drinks, I'll have another dozen more. Okay, new. I am Sturgeon, but my pals all call me Nippy, and I've had a great idea just what to do. I'll keep boozing, but for you who are into tunes, to stop the virus, I'll take drinks away from you. Cause I will close 500 pubs and I will close 500 more till we get the RA down to none. Then we'll drink all night just like before.
So, Mr. President, First Lady, you have tested positive for COVID, I'm afraid.
I'm afraid too. Help.
What?
Nothing.
This is the course of action we're going to take.
I'm sorry, I need that in writing that I, the best president ever, has passed another test.
Mr. President, this is not a good thing. With your age, diet, and current lifestyle, this disease could take your life.
The China virus, just taking things away again.
Donald, please listen.
You listen to me. I, the Donald, am immune from this utter fake hoax.
Sir, you can't be immune from something you have.
Well then, I, Donald J. Trump, have it the bestest.
Okay, let's see how you guys are getting on with this. Have you lost your sense of taste?
Yes, I have lost my taste.
Did you ever have that?
My taste still got it. Look at my hair. Look at my long, long tie. And I still think Ivanka is hot.
So no taste or social awareness. Got it.
I have pain, Doctor.
Whereabouts?
Right next to me. It won't go away.
Goodness me, you're really having the worst of the symptoms there.
I'm having the best of the worst pain, like no one has ever felt before. Some might say it's the most amount of best they've ever worse felt.
Uber has welcomed a court ruling that allows it to operate in London. A spokesman said, "We've kept calm, and now we'll cabby on."
Come on, Dobby. You've got to help me. People loved the Stitch in Time Saves 9 the other night. I need you to write me some of those zippy, pippy, lippy catchphrases.
All right then, Boris. Let's have a little brainstorm then.
How about, "My name's Boris, and I like to Morris dance."
Not quite right.
Okay, fine. I'm Boris Johnson, and this is my swan song.
I'm not sure you've got the hang of this.
Bozza, along with the Rozzers, is going to kick this in the water.
No.
Johnson, and on, and on, and on.
Nope.
Joris Bonson.
That doesn't even make any sense.
Oh, piss and hush, Domo. You're always telling me what to do.
All right. How about, "Bojo's not losing his mojo."
Bojo mojo, you bastard, Cummings, you've done it again.
Thank you.
was a prize they used to give away. They always chose a great man, really a great woman.
But in these times of change, we know it's no longer true, 'cause we're breaking through the glass ceiling.
Nobel Prize on their shell for research into DNA, contributing to national health. Sisters have a Nobel Prize on their shell.
Former Vice President Biden, sir, I'm sorry to inform you, but Mr. President Trump has contracted coronavirus.
Oh, man.
I'm going to put out a press statement wishing him a speedy recovery.
Well, wait a minute.
Sir?
Well, what can we do? It's a delicate situation.
He's just got the advantage. Do you realize that? If he had had COVID and comes through, he's going to look like a martyr, like a patriot, like a strong American leader.
Oh, I see. It's just before the election.
Exactly.
I know what we need to do.
Right?
You need to give me coronavirus.
What?
Sure, level the playing field.
But, sir.
What's your name?
Williams?
Cough on me, Williams.
But, sir.
Listen to me, son.
Sir, I'm not.
Cough on me.
But the thing is...
Look, Williams, get a grip and cough on me right now. Harder. Cough. Harder.
But sir, this isn't going to work.
Why not?
Because we're on Zoom.
But I can see you.
Kamala, please come and explain this to him again.
A Lincolnshire wildlife park has had to remove 5 parrots after they started telling visitors to fuck off. The birds have now all been employed by Gordon Ramsay.
Brexit back. Them Labour folk, they just can't react. I think they're tripping when they say I'm whack. You know your Bojo's building better back. Starmer babe, I know my grandpa probably owned a slave, and sometimes Michael Gove can misbehave. It doesn't mean my mojo's gone away. Woof! I'll build your house.
You be gone with it.
Cheat on my spouse.
You be gone with it.
I guarantee.
You be gone with it.
Drinks on me.
You be gone with it.
See who I'm working with.
You be gone with it.
Read my lips.
You be gone with it.
I'm here for a while.
You be gone with it.
My child, I'm bringing Brexit back.
Yes.
Them Labour fuckers don't know how to act.
Yes.
I won't let COVID try to hold us back.
Yes.
Unless you're poor or ill or old or black.
Woof.
And that was episode 5 of season 2 of the News Review podcast, starring Dylan Alcock, Andrew Armfield, Rosanna Connolly, and Rowan McCloskey. Season 2 of the News Review podcast is directed, collated, and edited by Natasha Vassandani, with musical direction and mixing from Gary Jerry. This episode was written by Faye Reeves, Danny Otrobus, Rebecca Bain, Alex Garrett Wright, Simon Paul Miller, Trevor Rudge, Richard Baker, Garth Thomas, Dylan Alcock, Andrew Armfield, Rosanna Connolly, Rowan McCloskey, Gary Jerry, and Natasha Vassandani. The News Review podcast is produced by Emma Taylor and the Canal Cafe Theatre. If you're thinking, hello, News Review podcast team, I can write so much better than that, then just let us know by sending over your sketches and songs to newsreviewpodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget to subscribe, and we'll see you next time on the News Review podcast.